This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We had an incident where someone questioned whether we were breaking confidentiality or whatnot on a previous program, and I guess we just want to say at the start that these examples that we discuss are generic in nature and don't refer to any specific person.
Exactly. They very much are, and we would never make reference to a name, and we would never make reference to an exact case that we've ever dealt with. But if the shoe fits, sometimes people might think, oh my gosh, that must be me, but it's never directed at a specific client.
That's one of the characteristics of domestic violence, is it does follow patterns, and we see the pattern over and over again in different relationships. And so when you identify with what we're talking about, it's not that we were talking about you particularly, it's the general case, and if you happen to fit into that generality, then maybe you need to look at what's going on in your life. And
yes, and sometimes I think that both the abuser and the victim have a cookbook. It's almost that precise.
That's
you hear story after story. So never think that we're discussing a case that's with us at any given moment.
It's one of the things that we stress over and over again with our staff is confidentiality, so that anything that's told to us by a client is, you know, remains confidential. And we even have difficulties with court cases and whatnot. You know, how do we maintain confidentiality without a court order? In fact, that's what we do. We require a court order before we'll divulge information to an outside party. You know, last couple of weeks, Samantha, we've been talking about dysfunctional relationships and about how victims of domestic violence keep going back into abusive relationships, and that the easy pattern for an individual to take is just to go back into an abusive relationship because at least their physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, are being met.
Yes, and it's what I refer to as a comfortable negative. You know it. The unknown is very scary.
Right. And Steve Murphy asked us at the end of our last program, you know, what about love? Where does love fit into the equation here? Because I think victims really do feel like they're in love with their abuser. So how does love, you know, translate into violence? How do the two mix together?
Yeah, and that's something where I've kind of been there, done that, and I'm real open to admitting to that I was in a very dysfunctional relationship many years ago, and actually, I guess two, and I'm 10 years out of the dysfunction, and I've had a lot of years to think about it, and I'm an anthropology major, and study the languages a lot. And one thing that I remember, I read a paper years ago in an anthropology class about the word love. And in our culture, we have one word, love, that stands for many different types of love. And so we frequently use it incorrectly. And the type of love that we are making reference to in a healthy relationship is not the type of love that is the definition that people give in a dysfunctional relationship.
I know the Greeks have a lot of different words. They have, you know, brotherly love. They have sexual love. There's different words and for love in different contexts. And I think a lot of what we see as love in a dysfunctional relationship is a dependency.
Yes.
We were talking earlier, if this were a pack of dogs, there would be a lead dog. And I think there's a lead dog in a domestic violence relationship, and it's usually the abuser. He sets the tone, and by fear and intimidation, sets the pattern for that relationship. And I think the woman oftentimes is just going along and trying not to disturb the abuser in any way. And so they sweep things under the rug and don't deal with it. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, we're sort of running out of time this week, but maybe next week we can talk a little bit more about what is a healthy, loving relationship. But in the meantime, if as we talk, you feel like you have a need and want to talk to one of our counselors, we have a 24-hour hotline in both counties. So give us the number in Yancey County.
Yes, in Yancey County, the hotline is 682-0056. And I also want to put in a plug. We're starting a new ad campaign called Real Love Doesn't Hurt. And I would love for people to call us if they have some real-life stories about love that has gone the distance. And you can call me at 678-3436.
And if you want to talk to someone in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place 24 hours a day on our hotline. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.